Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net. And enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very quick breaking news episode of the Almost Famous podcast. It's me, Ashley, solo, with a little aid from one of my best producers out there, Hannah. She'll chime in a little bit, but we are here to talk about Gabby and Eric's breakup. Ben is not able to be here tonight as it is extremely short notice, but let's dive in. A couple days ago, we got some really weird sound bites from her after Dancing with the Stars. Well, I should first off say this is very sad, but in my book, totally expected. So I guess I can't be really sad about something that I saw coming. But of course, we're sad about anybody whose hearts are broken and like any relationship that ends, especially from a franchise that, you know, Ben and I hold so sacred. But anyway, so this was the quote the other day. After Dancing with the Stars, she told the press, I think they were talking about how she didn't have an engagement ring on and how like he hasn't been in the audience supporting her at Dancing with the Stars. And she said, I think life is just really busy for the both of us right now. So I understand their concern, but we're just kind of, you know, going forward with each of our individual interests and supporting each other from afar. Okay, so that is a very nice roundabout way to say that we're not really together anymore. We're supporting each other from afar. Very sad. But yeah, that with the no ring, you could have said a couple days ago that they were broken up, but now we have confirmation. So yeah, People, the headline says that Gabby and Eric are going their separate ways. People has confirmed, but neither of them have taken to Instagram with their own personal statements yet.
I just kind of knew this was happening. It was just very, I mean, I don't want to say like I'm a know-it-all or anything because I'm certainly not. But guys, it doesn't take a body language expert to tell that there was something off at after the final rose. There was so much drama that week surrounding Eric. One, there was the fact that his blackface pictures came out from the yearbook, and that was an issue in their relationship. Of course, Gabby mentioned that they had had those discussions. And then there was the fact that he had a girl that he was dating going into the season. I know he said that they weren't girlfriend and boyfriend, and then he just knew that they weren't going to work out. So it was kind of a nice roundabout way to be like, hey, I'm going to go on the show. He just made it seem like, okay, she was fun for the time, but it wasn't like something to like revolve his life around. So that was, you know, that was quite telling. I think it's maybe surprising how soon it ended. You know, it has been only about a month, maybe 5 weeks since that finale. So it is very sad. We wish the two of them, you know, nothing but the best, of course, going forward in love and life. And we hope that Gabby continues to slay on Dancing with the Stars. She's doing so well there. And I know there's a lot of fans out there hoping that Gabby becomes the Bachelorette again and gets to do this journey in solo fashion. Or maybe we'll get to see her on Bachelor in Paradise. I know that a lot of fans are hoping to see Gabby more beyond Dancing with the Stars, and this might be their way to get more. Hannah, our producer, she's here, and she just wanted to say something about Eric in real life, because he might be like a Nick Viall, which I know people have compared their physical appearances. But when I met Nick, I was like, oh, I get it. Like, this guy's sexy. He has like an aura. There's something very alluring about him in real life, because like on TV, you're like, okay, he's cute, but like, but is it all that? And then you're like sitting next to them and you're like, oh, it's all that. And apparently Hannah says that she gets Eric like on a totally different level now.
Totally. I mean, I went to watch Dancing with the Stars taping a couple of weeks ago and saw him in the flesh. And he's like way more attractive than it comes off on TV. And he's always out in Santa Monica. I've seen him a couple times out there too. And I get it now. I didn't get it when I was watching Gabby and Rachel's season, but I totally get it.
You've seen him out and about in Santa Monica? Just like happened to like run into him at places?
Yeah, a couple bars. He'd be there with like his guy friends.
Never with a girl?
No, never with a girl. But I'm just so curious when people break up like this. I just want to know everything. And I want to know if it was more Gabby wanting the breakup or Eric, maybe for selfish reasons, because
she's trying to shoot her shot now, guys. She wants to know if Eric's an okay guy so that she can, like, next time she runs into him at a bar, say hi.
Yeah, like, is he so devastated over this, or did he want it, and can I approach him next time I see him out and about?
I feel like it was maybe a little bit mutual. How was their body language on Dancing with the Stars?
Normal. Like, I would not have suspected anything. He brought her flowers. He stood up every time she came onto the stage. He was hooting and hollering. Like, I couldn't tell that anything was wrong. They were really cute together.
So the other day when she said the quote about them supporting each other from afar, it happened to also be the same day that he tweeted out supporting Gabby on Dancing with the Stars, saying to vote for her. So I think that like they might be on decent terms.
I think so too. I think it's mutual. They have respect for each other, because I saw too, when I saw that interview, of course, I immediately went to his Instagram and just checked to see if he posted anything, like the creep I am, and he posted like the voting instructions for her. So, I mean, he clearly still supports her and cares about her.
Well, I wonder if that means that she was the one instigating the breakup.
Unfortunately, that's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
Okay. Well, it just sucks to go through an entire season. Not as like, of course, as a fan, you want to watch a season and then end with a couple who will be lasting. But I always think about the girls and the guys who they get picked to be the lead, and you'll never get the opportunity to be the lead on a reality dating show and have 30 people all wanting you, like just there in that vicinity, like just dedicating their life for a certain amount of time to being with you. And then you pick someone in the end and then it just lasts 2 months. You know, when did that series wrap filming? You know, okay, so maybe it was like early June. So they were together for 5 months. It just sucks. That makes me sad. Makes me sad for everyone. But I don't, again, don't think this was a huge surprise because there was just a lot that came out about Eric. And it seemed as if they were always fighting on the show too. Remember how they, I'm talking to Hannah right now when I say remember, guys.
I remember.
But remember how they were like always off communication-wise, and they even said like our communication is always like, there's just some blockage always in it. So it just kind of felt doomed. And I hate saying that like a relationship seemed doomed in front of our eyes, but we all knew that they had their issues and there was going to be a lot to work through. And his dad passed away. So can you imagine you went on The Bachelorette, you come home, and in the amount of time, the months that you're home, your dad passes away. That's obviously such a huge emotional like load. And then you're not only supposed to deal with mourning that loss, but also dating somebody in such a public way. And then he's got his own drama to deal with that comes out of the woodwork. And
I feel like that's just so hard for anyone, no matter what situation you're in. You're dealing with a parent's death. You just went on this reality TV show. Then you're having to watch yourself back. Then your kind of whole world gets flipped upside down. You're getting all this attention. And then your fiance is on Dancing with the Stars. Like, that's just a lot it's for anyone to do.
So much. And when I say drama comes out of the woodwork, I mean the girlfriend. I'm not talking about the blackface comment. That is a whole other moral situation. So there's a lot of heaviness in this relationship. Well, thank you for joining us for this quick little speculation session on Gabby and Eric's breakup. We love you guys, and we are sending love to Gabby and Eric, during which is obviously not an easy time to go through a public breakup. We feel for them, and we'll see you guys for next week's Bachelor in Paradise recaps. Mwah. See ya. Signing off. I've been Ashley. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower. Our registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.